Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
song. Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The primary purpose for the preaching of the gospel is to declare the glory of the blessed God. The Lord would demonstrate His glory in the revelation of His goodness, and the fashion which He has chosen to demonstrate that glory is in the unfolding of the redemption of that people which He has loved with an everlasting love and chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. These are those people whom He describes as His elect, His bride, and those to whom He will show mercy. The whole Bible, which is the written manifestation of the Word of God, has this redemption as its theme from beginning to end. The primary character and subject of this saga is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Redeemer, the one who is the very image of the eternal God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There is no prophecy which does not have its fulfillment in the bringing in of this redemption by Him. There is no exhortation given in its pages which does not point to Christ's righteousness, nor is there any law which is not completely obeyed by Him, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, when He walked among men as the Savior of sinners and the substitute of the hopeless. Every word which He spoke is true, and He is the possessor and inheritor of every promise that has been made therein. He is the sole designer of all events, and nothing occurs in all of the creation which does not fulfill His purpose. He makes no apology for this orchestration of all things, nor is He reluctant to rightfully take all glory to Himself. Is it any wonder that those creatures which surround His throne cease not day and night to cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come"? He is that one before whom the heavens and the earth shall fall in worship, as we read in Revelation 15, 3 through 4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are Thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy ways, Thou King of saints. Who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? For Thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgments are made manifest." So in order to make His glory known, He has ordained that the everlasting gospel be preached unto every creature which is upon the earth. The same word which manifests the just condemnation of the enemies of God is also that which is used to make manifest those who are the objects of His sovereign mercy. The Lord makes a difference between those who are His people and those who are not, by giving His elect spiritual life by the new birth and the indwelling of His Spirit in them. Thus they are made new creatures. The naturally religious man concludes that he is able to make himself acceptable to God by the activities of his religion and his obedience to its precepts. While this sounds reasonable to the flesh, it is the exact error that abides in those whom the Scripture describes as ignorant of God's righteousness, because they seek to establish their own. This has been evident in men from the beginning, as we see Adam and Eve covering themselves with fig leaves, and Cain bringing an offering to God of his own labor. The Lord's people would continue in this same line of thought were it not that His quickening Spirit did reveal to them their utterly lost and hopeless estate before God. The result of this quickening is that they are made acutely aware of their spiritual poverty in themselves, and to fear the death which envelops them by nature. Thus the preaching of the gospel to those who are quickened by the Spirit is a sweet message of comfort, and the declaration of the righteousness of Christ is of great satisfaction to their weary souls. The dead cannot know that they are dead, and thus have no compulsion to call upon the name of the Lord. The living cry out, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Save us, or we perish."
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.